This is the news from Slam City. Gemini Jackson and the Loud Table interpretate odd news from across the universe. Bring a change of clothes.
I'll teach your grandmother to suck eggs. Ren and Stimpy, revived at Comedy Central. It's getting reinvented, though.
Rebooted.
It's rebooted and reinvented. And it doesn't have the guy who created it involved, probably.
Yeah,
because... a lot of things. A lot of things with that dude.
I'm definitely going to check it out.
He liked kids, didn't he?
He likes kids.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not going to check it out anymore. I didn't know that.
He's not involved with the new stuff, but... Speaking of new stuff, Twitter hack. Zoom court hearing interrupted by ass-eating porno. Zoombusters interrupted the bond hearing for the alleged Twitter hack mastermind with loud music and a Pornhub video. Why do they have open mics?
Yeah, why do they?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's very funny. I would laugh my ass off.
Oh, hell yeah. While it's getting eaten. Oh, next story.
Right. Kraft is replacing morning cereal boxes with mac and cheese breakfast. So now you can have it anytime you want.
I mean, you can already do that now. You can just have macaroni and cheese now if you want to.
Exactly.
But now they're saying it's okay.
It's been okay, bitches.
That's the slogan. Kraft macaroni and cheese. It's been okay, bitches.
Well, you know what you can have? Mac and cheese.
You can have whatever you like.
In the morning, that's new. Cheetos is coming out with some mac and cheese.
Oh, shit.
Fire.
Yeah. They're going to have, what is it? Bold and cheesy, flaming hot and cheesy, and jalapeno.
Flaming hot all the way, man.
Yeah, for real, right?
But the thing is I already have Cheetos, and I just eat it with my mac and cheese, so it's like...
You already invented this. Topping. You know what they're doing? They're fucking infringing on your patent.
I think you're right. I think we gotta...
We gotta sue their fucking asses.
We gotta call somebody we know. You know.
Pollute ass. I don't know if he still has his law license.
We'll still call him. We need that check, man.
It's in the mail. Hungry men love big boobs. They cannot lie.
A study found that when men are hungry, they are more likely to gravitate towards busty women.
True.
In the same study,
also when not hungry.
The researchers also examined breast size preferences among men of varying financial backgrounds, found that those who were the most poor and isolated preferred the largest busts of women.
Of course, man.
Does that sound like science?
They're trying to draw conclusions saying, like, babies, like, it's, you know, you're drawn to big titties because apparently big titties mean a lot of milk. They're just trying to draw conclusions here, man. But I don't know that there's science here. Burrito, do you smell science in these titties, Burrito?
I don't know. I didn't read the study, but...
True or false, man? What the fuck?
True or false?
They're probably just doing some data mining, right?
Data mining. That's exactly what it is all the time.
Here's some good data mining. This is how a guy... flew 33 times during the pandemic and still stayed safe. Or at least what sounds safe to me. Did anyone read this story?
No.
I did.
I didn't read any of these stories. I'm going to be honest. Yeah,
so he'd like strap on multiple pairs of gloves and just take them off.
How many condoms was he wearing?
As many as you want him to.
Zero. Really glowing holes.
33 condoms?
Yeah, he just had like four layers of clothes around it.
Fuck.
That's that one exception.
Suck my dick through my pants.
But he was convinced! You don't need
this
a mask
guy looks like
that.
He would do that, man. This guy looks like a fucking...
A toolbox?
Yeah. Fuck, bitch! Whatever.
But what I also liked in the story is that he was using paper tickets and would just dispose of them instead of using his phone because you're fucking carrying shit all over that.
Oh,
whenever people scan their shit on the, like,
you don't let
scanner
them touch
thing.
Your shit.
No, but people just lay it down. Like, just out of habit. And so people's, like, asses are touching whenever they're scanning their tickets on that QR code reading thing at the gate.
A butt kissing. The subtle tricks shopping sites use to make you spend more. Through deceptive designs known as dark patterns, online retailers try to nudge you toward purchases you wouldn't otherwise make.
Did anyone read this?
I read it
a little bit.
All right, give me the deets.
All right, you know when you're seeing like the little ads on the side, and it's like, you know, just related to what you're searching and all that
Hell
stuff.
Hell yeah, man, boobs.
But they'll put the little text in there that's like, 23 people are looking at this, and there's 17 in stock. Yeah, yeah. That's the dark pattern.
I see.
Ooh, that's just fake. What it is, huh?
Yeah, but it's mental.
Oh.
They play mind games, huh?
You're like, shit, I gotta buy that. I gotta get that before these 17 other motherfuckers take them all.
There's
23. No. We only have 17 left.
Oh, shit, there's 23 motherfuckers, and there's only 17 in stock. You know what that means?
And when it runs down to zero, it just goes back up.
At least six of them are gonna be SOL, and I don't wanna be SOL. What, do I wanna be a nerd? No, I'm buying shit.
There you go.
True or false?
False.
Oh, that was false?
Yeah.
How about engine swaps?
I don't know. Probably the weirdest one I've come across is a boat motor swap in a car. I thought chum that was swap. Pretty crazy.
A boat.
What's the
it's
point?
Chum swap. Just to do it, you know. People are bored.
Definitely a thing that Foxtrot would do. If given, like, hey, man, here are these boat things and put it together, and you got all the time and money.
Is
in the
it
world.
More powerful? I felt like destroying
something beautiful. I don't know. It depends what kind of. Yeah, motor it is.
I wouldn't
is
think
it, is
the
it a
boat
motor,
motor
from a yacht?
From a yacht?
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's a fishing boat, man.
And it's just like a prop motor?
Yeah.
A prop motor, man. That can't even power a Geo Metro, man.
Not even a Geo Metro. Not even a three-cylinder Geo Metro.
How about a 3000 GT?
How about a 2000 GT?
Maybe.
Would you guys ever consider throwing garbage in volcanoes just to get rid of it all?
Sure, why not?
Isn't that the same as just burning? Isn't that the same as just burning?
Yeah.
Volcano.
But maybe it burns deeper because it's so hot. Volcano.
You know? No, I thought the reason we don't burn our garbage is because it creates pollutants.
Volcano. Yeah, it does create pollutants. Volcano.
But, like, that's why we don't burn our garbage. That's the same thing
dude,
as
the Patreon channel is smashing the volcano. There's
volcanoes
only, like, seven other people
major,
in here.
Force of nature to be reckoned with, you know? They can take a lot and give a lot. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but it doesn't even make sense.
They can take a lot and they can give a lot. We're going to leave it at that.
All right. Next story.
Weed is not good for your heart.
This is bullshit. This is bullshit, man. It's got to be bullshit.
Did they consult the Green Panda, Dr. Green Panda?
You may love smoking weed, but it does not love your heart, according to the American Heart Association's new.
But what if your heart loves weed?
No. It's the other AHA, the American Hater Association.
That's exactly what it is. Oh, man.
The American Hater asses.
Someone needs to leave a comment on that page.
American Hater Association. That's all you write, and then you leave.
Yes. That's so good.
The ongoing comment. That's a new Slam City name there, guys.
The AHA.
American Hater Association.
That is fucking gold.
And we just steal the logo straight up, just change the word.
Yeah.
So stupid.
Hey, don't forget to donate to the AHA.
Shoot.
The American Hater Asses.
We'll have to do research, though, before we actually TM.
You know what else you have to research?
Guinness World Records.
Yep.
I thought we weren't going to have one, man.
/blog. /1. What does it say?
Man solved 6 Rubik's Cubes underwater for a Guinness record.
Oh, dip.
Damn.
2:17 minutes while underwater.
So is it 2 minutes 17 seconds or is it 2 minutes, 8.4 seconds?
It's plus 2 minutes.
You need to sit your little sexy ass down.
While completely submerged underwater.
Completely.
You know what? You shouldn't submerge underwater.
Some of those mystery seeds.
Oh, shit.
We don't know what they're made out of, and they're unsolicited seeds that have been appearing in people's mailboxes from all over the country. What is this, amateur? There's about 14 different species, including mustard, cabbage, morning glory, and some of the herbs like mint, sage, rosemary, and lavender, and the other seeds like hibiscus and rose. And a few weed seeds, if you're lucky. Wink, wink.
What is this, amateur? According to the Deputy Administrator of Plant Protection, that's DAP, guys. And some weed seeds. If
don't
you're
plant
lucky.
Them! Bot that was once planted.
Sorry, what, can you say that one more time?
Yeah. What was that transition again? Rice.
You know what was once planted?
Oh, the battle to invent the automatic rice cooker is close to an end. Maybe. I didn't read this.
This was just like a throwback article. It was like a historical article.
We already
invented
it.
This idea. But still, like, there was a very long time when they didn't have this technology until...
Yeah. I mean, you just boil water and rice.
Like 100 years ago.
So how did they make rice?
Just steam it in a pot.
Steam it in a pot, man.
Steam it in a pot.
I put it in my rice cooker.
That's it. You don't even...
Rice, water... Push the button.
It's basically the same, except you boil it and you have to just check it.
But don't stir it.
Let it do its thing, you know?
Let it do its thing.
It's almost like
making tea.
It's almost like
you're making tea, but with rice. apparently science has also weighed in on the correct way to make tea. Microwaving versus a kettle. Obviously, you use a kettle. Because why would you use a microwave?
Just get the water hot quick.
Water heated in a microwave just isn't the same as when it's heated in a kettle.
Yeah.
True or false?
False.
True.
But you could also superheat water in the microwave.
You can
too.
Superheat water. And you then can. When you touch it with the spoon, it...
It fucking explodes.
Oh, it's so hot, teabag won't even like go in.
Because the surface tension and the heat are preventing
the
teabag from penetrating.
So hard. But there's just that barrier of steam and teabag.
Speaking of steam, that makes you sweat.
Sweat.
The sweat you drink inside the meteoric rise of Asia's answer to Gatorade, launched in 1980, Pocari Sweat. Is a force in the sports beverage market across Asia and the Middle East, but in the beverage, which turns 40 this year, is virtually unheard of in the West.
I've heard of it.
Burrito, tell me give me your review of Pocari Sweat.
Have you had it before?
Yeah, I've had it before. It tastes like Gatorade.
Is it refreshing though?
Yeah, it's pretty refreshing. It's like lemony.
It's like Powerade.
Ooh, citrusy. I would love that then.
Yeah. It's pretty
How
good.
Much is this shit, man? I need some.
I like it.
You gotta go to the Asian market.
Fuck.
It's probably in yen.
Sorry.
In yens?
Nah.
Yeah, man. Yens.
I only got yens, man.
Damn.
That guy.
And
so can you.
Have you been practicing your accent, man?
You need to sit your sexy ass down.
No.
We might have a character for you.
We'll talk about
That was the news.
That was the news from Gemini Jackson and the Loud Table. Listen to more news at slamcityradio.com. Follow Slam City on Twitter at Slam City Radio.